Welcome to the Williams High School. It's nice to have you here. My name is Emma, and I'm here to walk you through the initial paperwork and administrative aspects so you can get started.
Sounds great.
So as you know, we're on the third floor. This is where most of the administrative offices are, and this is where your office will be. I am the person to talk to if you have any questions regarding your visa, any problems with your paycheck, or with your benefits. Basically, if you have any questions about or problems with paperwork, let me know. You'll probably want to call France. You can buy a calling card at most corner stores. France's country code is +33. Remember to drop the first digit of your French number when calling. So if your number in France is 01234567 89, then when you call from abroad, you dial +33 123 45 67 89, for example. If you're calling from a landline and not from a cell phone, dial 00 11 33 and then the French number. A lot of the cell phone service providers also offer free calls to certain countries when you sign a contract. If I were you, I would ask at the store. You should also think about downloading WhatsApp. It's a great way to contact people abroad. In any case, you have plenty of options. Any questions so far?
Nope, got it.
Okay, I'm going to take you down the hall to meet your supervisor, Laura. She is also the school social worker.
Nice to finally meet you, Sarah. We're very happy to have you here. Let's get started with a tour. This is our office, which we will be sharing. I've tried to decorate it so it feels like a comfortable space for our students. I think a more unofficial setting makes it easier to build a rapport. When I have one-on-one meetings with students, I usually just have them here. For meetings with a student and his or her parents, or two students together, I use the small conference room down the hall. It's usually free, but you could check with Emma if you're worried it's booked. You reserve the room through her. So over here on the left, you have the staff break room, and here you have a few teachers. Let me introduce you. This is Mark Hernandez, a special ed teacher. Richard Lyons, our school psychologist, and Heather Mellows, our chem teacher. All, this is Sarah, our new social work intern.
Hey, Sarah, nice to meet you. I'm sure the first couple of days will be a little overwhelming. Don't hesitate to ask if you have any questions or get lost in the building. We've all been there.
As I'm sure you know, we'll be working together throughout the year. Welcome to our little team.
Cool, thanks. I appreciate it.
So, here's the fridge, the cupboards, the sink. Feel free to bring your own dishes to leave your food in the fridge. Because lunch is a free period for students, I tend to eat in my office or after the lunch period so that I'm available for students in case they need me. You should do the same. It's a great opportunity to meet students. Next door, we have the copy room where you will be spending a lot of time Xeroxing reports. The copy room also has most office supplies you may need, like paper, folders, staples, paper clips. Do you know how to use a Xerox machine?
Kind of. I wouldn't mind a refresher.
No problem. Just place whatever you want to photocopy in the feeder tray and select the number of copies you want to make. Then press the go button. The machine is fairly user-friendly and its use is pretty intuitive. If you have any questions, everyone here is really friendly. You can just ask. That just about covers it for this floor. Let's head downstairs. Here on the first floor, we have the cafeteria. Lunch starts at 1:15 and ends at 2, so it's 45 minutes long. It gets really crazy in the hall at lunch. I would avoid it if I were you. Plus, there's a really amazing sandwich shop across the street you must try. Here are the trays. Here's the snack machine. Let me introduce you to the cafeteria workers. This is Linda, Sue, and Tom. Guys, this is Sarah, our new intern.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Moving on down the hall. I want to show you the auditorium. We have a big school assembly 2 or 3 times a year to talk about ongoing issues facing the students. We started the year with an assembly about drinking and driving. Our freshman science teacher spoke about how alcohol impairs perception and its effect on the body. We spoke about why people drink and drive and about peer pressure, and then we had 2 speakers come in to talk about people they'd lost to drinking and driving. I think it was a big success and a great example of prevention. There's another one coming up in a month about bullying, since I've been dealing with multiple complaints about bullying on campus. For the bullying assembly, I'm planning on following that up with an in-class conversation about the problem so students have a chance to discuss it in a more intimate setting. You'll be helping me prepare the materials and organize the assembly. I hope you're excited.
Yes, definitely. Sounds great.
Your timing's actually perfect because I have a meeting with the local community center coordinator in my office right now. He's here to discuss student involvement in after-school activities for younger kids, like coaching a kid's basketball team. I think it's a good way to keep some of our students productively busy after school. We shouldn't forget that some students' skills are better showcased in other environments, and giving them opportunities to shine will create self-confidence.
So I'm hoping to work closely with him in the future.